Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Philippians chapter 3, verse 19. Their God is their stomach. Their mind is set on earthly things. Perhaps some of you have seen a reality TV series entitled My 600-Pound Life. The episodes follow the progress of individuals who are in desperate need of extreme weight loss. If you have not seen the show, you may quickly discover that you have much more in common with these individuals than you assume. It could be that you also struggle with health issues related to weight. Whether you do or not, however, is beside the point. What's striking is how so many of the individuals in the series are struggling with the same deep-seated problem. For years upon years, they have tried to fill an empty place in their lives with food. That empty place may have come from a tragic death in their childhood, from abuse, or simply from a general sense of brokenness they cannot define. Their choice for filling their emptiness, however, has been food. With what have you tried to fill your empty place? Maybe you've tried to fill it with food, work, or entertainment and recreation. Or perhaps you've tried to fill it with approval from others, constant busyness, alcohol, drugs, pornography, social media, politics, or news networks. What you already know, however, is this. These things never fill the empty place. They never work. No matter how much you consume, the empty place always returns. The frightening truth is that you and I, in the loneliness of self, are far emptier than we dare to fear. And that's why we desperately need Jesus. When Jesus came to this earth, he came to do far more than simply pay off the outstanding debt of our sin as if it were some abstract equation. In living a holy life on our behalf and then taking our failures to the cross, Jesus reshaped our entire relationship with our Creator. Now, through the power of the gospel, the Holy Spirit fills us. Jesus fills us. He fills us with His promises and His living, breathing Word. And as He does, He fills your empty place and mine as nothing else will. Lord Jesus, forgive me. Forgive me for all the ways I have tried to fill my empty place with things that do not satisfy. Fill me with your Spirit. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.